Let's kind of go back to the beginning and tell me a little bit about how you two met. So this was a number of years ago in Door County, right?
Well, actually, it was in Green Bay at West High School. We were both teaching there, and a lot of our students would say things like, you know, to him.
Yeah, they'd be like, Mr. Meyer, you got to go down and check out Miss K, because like, you guys like all come back on Monday and you're telling the same kind of stories, like fishing and hunting. I'm like, really? I'm like, what does she teach? And they're like, family consumer ed. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll go check it out. So I did a little drive-by and huh, well, I got to investigate this.
Yeah. So, one of our first dates was meeting and going fishing at midnight on opening day.
And then, of course, their big thing was to try and catch us dating, you know. So we had, back before, you know, phones, and, you know, so they've got this, one guy had this big, huge video recorder, and he had chasing us around. We came out of this bar downtown, and there they are in a car. They pulled up, and they're like, with a big, they're like, we got you guys. And I'm just like, oh, man, yeah. So,
yeah. It was pretty funny. That's how we met. The first time he came over, I was showing him some pictures in a photo album, and I had a picture of my grandpa who was kneeling down by some rabbits and pheasants. And I said, I learned to hunt with my grandpa. And he looked at it and he went...
And beagles,
yeah, the dogs.
Yeah, and beagles. And my grandpa was a beagle guy, and we hunted rabbits. I mean, I could have been looking at my grandpa there.
In fact, he said that to me at the time.
Yeah. And then... And then that couple months later, we went out to her grandparents' cottage, and she had to meet somebody at the cottage. I don't remember what it was, but I had brought my little boat, and she's like, just go out there and go down the shoreline where they're building that new house. She said, off that point, and go out this far and cast a number 11 silver and black Rapala toward shore, and just, you know, long cast toward shore and just right off that point.
Needless to say, he didn't ever have girls telling him where to go fishing or what to use.
I grew up in Eau Claire and fishing for smallmouth, and that's what I did all summer. I fished smallmouth. I love fishing smallmouth. And back then, you know, everybody kept everything always. So to catch smallmouth over 15 inches was like a big deal. You know, we just didn't... I went out there my very first cast, and I'm like, okay, I'll do what I'm told. So I went out there and I made a cast, and bait hit the water, a couple cranks. This giant smallmouth pounded. I hooked, came out of the water as an 18-incher. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? I caught 7 in a row on 7 casts. I'm like, I am marrying this girl. I went back and I was just like, this is unbelievable.
He tells people literally that's when he decided he was going to marry.
I was like, this is unbelievable. I was shocked. So.
Well, you certainly couldn't have been restricted in the number of men that wanted to fish. You had to be the high prize here. What made him the one?
Well,
yeah, honey. What did you, come on, you're thinking awfully hard.
No. It was just a thing. I always say the way he talked about stuff and the enthusiasm he has for everything. And he taught sales and marketing. Let's just say he could sell anything to anyone, because he sold himself to me.
And she taught family consumer ed, teaching people to watch out for the sales and marketing people. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yeah. But I bought in, and we came up here on adventures that I had never been on, but always wished I had gone on. And we'd come up and drive logging roads and go fish on little lakes and camp out in a tent on an island on a lake. And I just was in heaven. I just thought.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was good times.
So then, how did that lead to where we are today? What was the progress that led from teaching in Green Bay to being up here?
Well, this was always kind of, when you know, grew up in Eau Claire, if you head north a couple hours, you're here. And coming from Door County and so, you know, eastern Green Bay, eastern Wisconsin, it seems like people don't make that trip. Pretty much Highway 51 is kind of, you know, or 13 maybe, but people don't really head west that much. So to go from there all the way up here is a long drive. But because this was kind of the area that I knew, and I knew she loved it, we did a lot of trips up here. You know, we didn't have a cabin. We'd camp.
Camped in National Forest.
Once in a while, we'd splurge and rent a cabin. And we always deer hunted up here, even though we're in the middle of deer, you know, crazy numbers of deer back there. We'd come up here and we loved it. I mean, it was, you'd go the whole season not see another hunter a lot of times. And, you know, there were times when the deer population was really strong. It's still pretty good. But we we always said this would be a place where we'd want to have a cabin.
And the graduation to the fishing and the way we fish, because we like fishing wilderness rivers and small lakes and out of a canoe or a cargo canoe that we use, that kind of happened because I asked him to go up to canoe country with me up into the Quetico, where I love to go. And the first thing he said to me is, well, can you fish up there? And I'm like, well, yeah. He was, you're not just paddling, you're fishing too? I'm like, yeah. So we went up on our first trip up there, and it was kind of magical. We both just had a great time and caught lots of fish. And mm-hmm. that was kind of, then we when we came back here then, we started taking what we learned about fishing out of a canoe there and applying it here. Even though we had a big boat, we'd go out on big water. It was just something about being on the small lakes and rivers and just quiet mm-hmm. and peaceful and still catching big fish. It was a lot of fun.
And then we had an opportunity to buy just a crappy old cabin on a lake. Hadn't been lived in a lot of years, and we bought it, and that was kind of when we knew that at some point we're gonna take that down and we're gonna live there after we retire. And that was kind of when we started our guide business. Once we had that cabin, we kind of had a home base. We had some people over at the lodge, at Boulder Lodge, the new owners there. The guides that they had there didn't really have the right focus for what the lodge wanted. The lodge wanted that whole teaching kind of focus,
family,
kids, which is what we were all about. And so they asked us if we would guide, you know, for their client, you know, their customers, and they'd help, you know, we kind of partner. And between Boulder Lodge and Ghost Lake Lodge, those two, we work with them pretty closely. And, get, you know, people come up for a week's vacation and they stay on the lake and they fish the lake, but they don't often venture, you know, they don't have the gear, they don't have multiple vehicles. Even when you do a river, you need to usually pick up and, you know, you got to. So we kind of found that niche, and we love taking kids. I mean, families
grew up and left, you know, darn it all. So yeah. We didn't have them to drag around the wilderness fishing anymore. So.